Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from a very quiet but beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. It is spring break. It's kind of a ghost town around here, kind of spooky, just to be honest with you. But the good news is I have a studio full of people. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Wow. Woo-hoo. See, you know, I turned his mic off on purpose, and I know y'all heard that. And that's why I turned it off, but obviously it didn't work. I have with me today my friends from Statham, the city of Statham, have come back. And Tim, it might be the last time, I'm just saying.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't blame you at all.
Tim Torelli, Christine Bogenrider, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for having us.
Christine, great to be here.
Christine, it's actually your first time.
Yes.
Now, this is your first podcast.
Yes.
You're doing great so far. You're doing phenomenal. Hey, I think you and I will just take a nap and let Tim just run.
He likes to talk a lot.
Wind him up. Let him go. I've got to mention, you also brought a third member of your posse.
We did.
Mickey's over there.
Our emotional support.
Mickey's over there. Mickey's awesome. Yeah, and see, she refuses to be on a mic. Mm-hmm. These Statham people, I'm telling you.
Next time.
Next time? We need the with the Statham something. I will come up with a better name than the Statham something podcast. The Statham something podcast. That would be cool.
We're something, all right.
That's a horrible name.
In Statham, we're something.
Something like that. We got a lot of work to do on
it's
that.
It's a state of mind.
Is that what it's, do we have a new saying, a new?
That's it. It's a state of mind made up by Mickey.
It's
Mickey,
a there she state is. Of mind.
See, she doesn't even have to have a mic, and she's already made an imprint on the podcast here.
Technically, it's probably her podcast by the time we're done, but
right.
It's okay.
It's all right. I'll just turn the mic over to her.
But now the two of you are council. Christine, can we call you a councilman?
Yes.
You are a woman.
Yes.
But you're a council person. I don't want to
say councilman.
I never want to offend people. You know, a person of the council or something.
Yes.
You put councilman on your guest info sheet.
I say a councilman.
I think that's generic, don't you think?
Yeah,
generic?
I do.
Okay, good. And Tim, last time you were in here, you were running for election.
That's correct. Yes.
I guess you won.
I did. Well, I was unopposed, so it made it pretty easy.
Wow.
Yep.
Best way.
So you're the only one they could get. No, I'm kidding.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
I was the only one foolish enough.
That
there
too.
We go.
That
foolish
too.
Enough to that sign too. Up.
You know, even if you lost, you should just show up all the time like you won, like a Seinfeld episode or something.
Right.
What do you mean I lost? Who said I lost? Prove it.
Just keep showing up until the police escort me out.
You get to know the deputies. Hey, no big deal. What are we talking about? City of Statham. What are we talking about? What's going on?
Man, it's happening in Statham.
Is it booming?
It feels like we've come out underneath a dark cloud and
really?
the sun is shining now.
Wow, that's deep. I wasn't expecting the deepness there.
Yeah.
It's true. We got a new mayor, lots of vision.
Now, I know the mayor. She's awesome.
Some great volunteers and people that want to work to get things done.
Mickey's over there cheerleading.
She's one of the great volunteers.
Me not getting her a microphone was a huge mistake.
She's also holding up cue cards, so.
Is that what she's
so
doing?
So that's a big help.
She's off my peripheral. I really can't see what she's doing. I just know she's doing. Now, last time we had you in here, we had a big, what do you call your Halloween fest? Boo Fest? Boo something?
Boo on Broad 5K.
Boo on Broad.
That kind of coincides with Halloween. It's just called Halloween in Statham, right? So it's pretty generic.
And you go through how many tons of candy?
Oh, my gosh,
like
yeah.
4 or 5 tons?
Thanks for the reminder. We actually need to start buying this weekend.
It's April.
For it.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had 3,000 trick-or-treaters last year. That's not including their parents.
Wow.
So it's pretty big. And this year, we're going even bigger.
Going even bigger?
Yep.
So you have lost your mind, basically.
Yeah.
pretty much. It's all right. It's all right.
It's fun. People like to come from all over for it. It's pretty famous.
What's the population up to these days? 300? Seriously. not on Halloween. Halloween is like 30,000. No. Seriously.
It's like 2,800. Something
that,
like that.
Okay. A little more than 300.
A little more, yeah.
There was a three in my head. I went the wrong way. I should have said 3,000. 3,000, yeah. I apologize.
That's a lot closer, yeah.
Well, it's a small town.
It is, yes. But it's growing.
Is it?
You know, yeah.
Construction coming in?
Yes. We're trying to, well, I mean, we have some issues with it, but, you know.
Oh, you're going
everybody
to.
Everybody does, yeah.
You're going to. That's what you bit off.
Yep, that's true.
So the state of the city is good.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot better. Like Christine said, more people are getting involved. We're getting a lot of events going on in Statham. Just a couple weeks ago, we had music trivia night, which was a lot of fun.
Now, how do you do that? On a square or something?
No, we have a community center there in town.
Oh, you do have a community center?
Yeah.
I've driven through Statham like 1,500 times. I've never stopped. I've never stopped.
Got some great restaurants there, too.
Do you really?
Need to stop next time.
Nice. Well, now, in my defense, I have not driven to that side of the world and beyond that in years. I used to cut through to come home from, what, Snellville and yonder out that way.
It's pretty easy to drive through and not stop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Probably at that point of the day, I just want to get home.
Right.
Well, yeah, they're all right. Looking at me, folks.
So our next event...
Yes, what is going on in
Statham? We have a maker's market coming up.
Yeah, we have a maker's market craft show on April 27th at the community center.
Now, what is that? What are you making?
It's anybody that handcrafted goods, foods.
Ah, okay.
Any kinds of things like that. So, yeah, it's 9 to 3. We're pretty much almost sold out of our booth space. So yeah. We have a couple left. People want to apply. They can go to Eventney. Get an application in.
Event what?
Eventney.
Okay.
It's a website for people that have events, and people can look up there to see events if they're trying to find something in their area. They actually have the whole United States.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, you can just look by Georgia. A lot of people put their events on there. You can go on there to search for events, or if you want to apply...
Is there
be a vendor?
Is there an admission for someone who wants to peruse, buy something?
No admission.
So it's open and free to the public?
Yes. Yep.
The only time the wallet comes out if you're a vendor.
Right. We have some great vendors, and we have a few that are making money for charity, so that's really nice.
We're going to have food trucks out there?
No food truck for this one.
Really?
But we have a couple nice restaurants in town. And
you're going to direct them that way?
People, yes.
You want to give plugs to said restaurants?
Go ahead, Tim.
I mean, we can just edit that part out. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, we got Blazers. There's Eddie's. I think like every town, we have a really great Mexican restaurant.
Nice.
Savvy Cakes, yes. Savvy Cakes is great. Waffle House, you know. We have some pretty good selection of some pretty good restaurants.
I hear you.
Plenty of parking.
You can park on the train track.
That never runs out of space until it does. And then we have a problem.
Well, you know, it gets cleared out. They clear it out, and then you can park again.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
Smart. Wow. He's joking, folks. He's not advocating. He wants his Winder people to come park on. No.
That's right.
No. Or Auburn. No. We all have friends in Winder and Auburn. We want them all safe. We love them all. So that's a big day. Are the two of you just organizing that by yourselves? You've got a fleet of people.
Christine and Mickey the vocalist, the mute Mickey that for some reason doesn't want to talk. But anyway, so they're the ones who are doing the legwork. I'm just the one who gets to walk around pointing out the crafts that are being presented.
I've learned how to do that too. Basically, you just keep pointing. Even if you're pointing at the wrong thing or the wrong direction, just keep pointing and keep moving. That way no one can actually really look to see where you're pointing.
And you can kind of ooh and ah sometimes. Oh, yeah, that looks really cool.
Right.
And just keep going. Yeah.
Just bring your wallet.
Bring your wallet. So you're wanting people to buy stuff, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. Want people, you know, trying to get some events going into Statham. We have an event committee. I'm the chair of it, but we have people that are helping to take the lead on certain events that are coming up. We have a lot of things going on. You know, after the Maker's Market, the Lions Club is having a Spring Fest that's May 4th downtown.
Last we heard,
they have about 90-some vendors coming out for that.
Oh, wow.
And some food trucks.
Nice.
So that should be a pretty big day.
A lot of community partners, it sounds like.
Yes.
And that's going to segue me into one of our community partners here at Northeast Georgia Business Radio. One of our great community partners is Bingham Insurance Group. You need to make sure your needs are covered. Contact the Bingham Insurance Group today and find out how they can get you the coverage you need. Chad and his team can provide a personalized business or individual assessment. Home, fire, auto, commercial, life, and much more. Visit binghaminsurancegroup.com. That's binghaminsurancegroup.com. Find the right coverage for you. And while you're at it, visit our new website, negabrx.com, to see all our great community partners. Tim, Christine, you still with me?
Yes.
Yes. Still here. We're here.
We still have Mickey over there on the side, I think. Yeah, see, she's over there. You know, we've always accused the building of having a ghost in it because doors do open and shut by themselves. That is true. I think we're going to name it Mickey from now on. Don't worry, the people listening to this can hear you in the background and you're killing them, but it's okay. We still like you. There you go. Mickey the ghost, ladies and gentlemen. What were we talking about?
And the best part is you haven't gentrified the ghost because Mickey is male or female, right?
See, and I don't want to irritate anybody.
Exactly.
You know?
That's right.
What were we talking about? Let's see. May 4th.
Yes. Big Spring Fest.
It sounds like 90 vendors.
Yes.
And counting or something.
Yes.
It's a Star Wars trucks. Theme.
Really?
It's
no.
Not.
No. Is there a theme?
No. No theme.
No theme.
No.
Now people are going to be showing up. Where's the Star Wars
right.
theme at?
Dressed
Tim,
up.
Tim Torelli That'd said there
awesome.
Was a Star
that's
Wars
right.
theme.
May the 4th be
May
with
the fourth,
you, right?
That's right?
May the 4th be with you, yes. How could
at
I
least someone
that?
Got it.
See, I'm not a Star Wars guy, and I grew up with that. You know, I was, what, 4 when it came out or something. I don't know.
Tim will give a prize for best Star Wars costume.
That's right. Show up in your costumes.
Up.
And
he'll be there.
Somebody will, and have no idea.
Well, we have a whole year of events. I mean, I'm glad to share some of those with you.
We only want to know the good ones.
The good ones? They're all good.
See, that's the right answer.
We're going to have a summer kickoff on June 1st, 9 to 12, downtown Statham. Going to have police out there with their little drunk goggles and golf cart.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you're supposed
Should
to
be fun.
You're supposed to show up there sober.
Yes,
that.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to be sober, and then you test the goggles.
That's right.
Right, to yeah. see what it looks like when you're drunk, trying to drive. Okay. We're going to have the fire department.
I just wanted
department.
To clarify that, you know. I have friends in Statham and beyond, and I have friends in Statham and beyond. What can I say?
Yeah, the fire department, Safe Kids are coming out. We're going to be having like 1,000 snack bags for kids to take home. So it's basically geared toward kids, but adults can come too. Lots of fun things, face painters and inflatables and safety information and just trying to kick the summer off right.
And that's the beginning of June.
June 1st.
June 1st.
9 to 12. Yes.
So at that
Downtown
point,
Statham.
Then you just take the summer off, just hang out or I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. No. When does Tim, like, chair something?
Tim is cheering.
Oh, okay.
Just the 5K. I sit back for the rest of the year.
I got you. But
now Tim helps a lot in the background. He's got a lot of things going on. For
you're
sure.
in charge of getting all the candy.
All the candy for
no
the
no wonder
star,
you only do
star
one
Wars
event.
Theme. That's right.
For the Star Wars theme.
Yep.
Do they get extra candy if they're dressed up Star Wars ish for Halloween?
Sure. Why not?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a big Star Wars guy?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you were.
No.
But I didn't want to insult you.
We're music people.
Yeah.
Oh, and I knew Tim was a music
yes,
person.
Yes, I am too.
My wife is a Star Wars.
Oh, is she? Oh, we don't want
nerd.
To say her then.
I don't know if I can say nerd.
You can say
on
nerd.
The air
you
or
have
not.
To. You have to go home. I don't.
So I get the by proxy. I get the Star Wars.
Yeah, by osmosis.
There you go.
I'm with you on that.
We got 4th of July. Well, we'll be. Datum has to be different, so it'll be actually be the 6th of July.
Of course.
We always have it on that Saturday. Yeah, so we're trying to get a fireworks show there. We're looking for sponsors. It costs a lot of money. Local business used to do it, but they're not allowed to do it because of how big that it's grown and the liability.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're looking for sponsors for that, and we have people could sign up for food trucks, a couple vendors, again, some kid events, inflatables, and live music. We're trying to get that, too. All that can be found on EventName. We'll be hitting up some local businesses. Hopefully they can chip in and we can have a great day. We usually have several hundred people come out for our 4th of July celebration.
Statham grows yet again.
Yes. Yep. Star Spangled Statham.
I like that better.
Yes.
Star Spangled Statham. It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
A city on the grow.
We're going to hit 3,000, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just kind of giving it. I've already given it to you. So we're going to hit 4,000. We're going to run out of spots. I don't know.
That's right. By July 4th, we'll have 4,000.
You hope not.
No.
You hope not.
All coming down to Statham for 4th of July celebration.
Seriously, awesome. Are there new subdivisions coming in? New developments?
They're trying. We actually have sewer and water issue going on with the county right now.
So it's got to be upgraded.
Yeah. So we're really kind of in a
Once you get that
hold.
In.
Right.
So important. Stay ahead of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could just build the houses without it, and then all kinds of fun would ensue.
Some outhouses. Sure.
Why not? Yeah. Why not? It worked for hundreds of years.
Exactly. Right.
Who needs indoor plumbing?
That's right.
I'm going to leave that alone. I get in trouble if I go beyond that. So what do we miss? What else do we need to talk about?
Educator appreciation. I guess that's just a little bit after school starts in August.
Yeah, we'll be having that event at the community center, and we're going to be having a trivia. This is going to be for teachers and all people involved in education. We're going to be having Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader trivia.
Nice.
Trying to get some little gift bags for teachers, you know, getting into the year back after summer, appreciation forum, trying to help their job, make their job a little easier. So hopefully that'll be a really fun night.
And that's what end of summer, quote unquote, end of summer.
Yeah, that's
As
August
school
23rd.
Gets back, or yes. I guess school will be back by then, won't it?
Yes, right. It will.
I think the first.
Yeah, starts so early now.
Yeah.
So Tom, when we do the summer kickoff, you come on out, we'll give you a reading list for the summer, and then in August, we want the book reports on those books that
I can
we assign
do it.
You.
Okay. You know, I know people, and hey, AI this for me, and they'll do it.
That's a good idea.
You'll Chad GPT the
I
book
might.
Report. That's
give me
no
a
fair.
Book report for this. I don't. Someone asked me the other day, do you use AI for your podcast? And I don't. And I said, no, it all comes from my mind. And they looked at me just amazed. Like, wow, you really think I'm that dumb or something? I don't know. It was kind
of
weird.
I'm scared of AI. I don't
so
like
after
it.
After this podcast, you're going to be using AI, right?
No.
You need it to fix this one.
Well, no. Editing. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. All right, websites. We got to have websites. We got city websites. We got something websites. How do the folks get a hold of all of you? I noticed there were no phone numbers on the guest info sheets.
Well, for any event information, they can go to, there's a Facebook page called Statham Fun. They can check that out. They can also check out the City of Statham Facebook page and the Ventany. If you look it up, it has Statham on there.
Okay, that's the secret.
There's a lot of information on there. But yeah, those are the three main ways that they can look that stuff up. They can also look on our City of Statham webpage, and Tim Mine information is on there, emails and phone numbers.
Now, Tim, you're still in real estate. Christine, what do you do in all your spare time not working with the city when you're not chairing everything?
My husband and I resell stuff mostly online.
Okay.
Been doing that for over 20 years,
nice.
Antiques and collectibles,
I
always buying and selling. And he does a lot of car parts, new old stock car parts.
Nice.
In fact, he's out in Moultrie at a swap meet.
Awesome.
Trying to buy some more stuff.
Nice.
We don't need it.
My wife accuses me of doing that. And I never sell stuff. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah, so. He sells it, but he seems to, you know, the ratio of buying and selling is good.
That happens.
Yeah. We had to buy a new building just to put more stuff in. So.
We need more stuff.
That's right.
We need more building.
Yeah. But it's fun. It keeps us busy.
Sounds like it.
It's interesting. That's why I was admiring your old radio over there.
Yeah, she kind of
really interesting.
Wolf-ish eyes looking at that, Tim.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'll distract Tom, or Mickey can distract Tom. And
Mickey will just start talking, like, where'd that come from? It'll be great.
Yeah, my eyes are always looking to see what's around and, you know, what kind of antiques and collectibles and stuff like that. I appreciate them, too.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's why she hangs out with me.
And you didn't want a microphone. What the?
It's a snorting. That's why. Like.
The ghost of Mickey, folks. Well, folks, before we really embarrass ourselves, let's wrap this thing up. Any last words, ghost of Mickey?
What an absolutely lovely place you have.
Well, I appreciate that. Tim, Christine, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
If we got it in, I guess people actually need to stop in Statham and not just book right through it.
Yeah. Yes.
Because there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. There's a lot changing. If it ain't happening in Statham, it ain't happening.
That's good. That's good. We're going to end it there. I hear you. Folks, I hear the sun is now shining in Statham. Even on days where it's nowhere else. That's pretty cool. Check out the City of Statham, cityofstatham.com. It seems like there's something going on like every other day out there. Hey, I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.